Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Dropping around indeed, and it's good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to all our fabulous listeners.
What exciting flashback have you got for us today, Roman?
Well, I'm going to be talking about a TV series that lasted for two seasons, 1964 to 1966, 64 episodes, and it was about a family that had such things as a swordfish head on a wall with a human leg protruding. They lived at 0001 Cemetery Lane, and they were known as the Adams Family. The opening song was by a guy called Vic Mizzi, and he wrote pop songs in the 1930s and 40s for people like Doris Day, the Andrews Sisters, and Dinah Shore. The Adams Family was created by Charles Adams in cartoons in a weekly paper called The New Yorker, which began in 1925. And he started creating the Adams Family in 1938. I'm not sure it was in relation to his own family, but they were a pretty weird family. The series starred John Aston as Gomez. He'd previously been in a TV series called I'm Dickens, He's Fenster. He'd been in West Side Story just a few years earlier. His second wife, Patty Duke, was well known as the Patty Duke Show, and also for playing Helen Keller, the girl who'd lost her sight and hearing in the fantastic film Miracle Worker in 1962 opposite Anne Bancroft. In 1972, after this series had finished, he played in a cult film called Evil Roy Slade. And if you haven't seen that film, it's worth seeing. Quite an unusual Western. Caroline Jones, she played Morticia, well known in films of the mid-1950s. And then 1957, was nominated for an Academy Award for a film called The Bachelor Party. Quite an actress. She was married to director Aaron Spelling, who directed and produced shows like Charlie's Angels, The Love Boat and Dynasty, or Dynasty, depending which school you went to. A very good actress, Caroline Jones. And I might add that Aaron Spelling's daughter, Tori Spelling, was well known for being in the TV series Beverly Hills 90210.
I was going to add that if you didn't. Does that mean that Tori Spelling's mother is Morticia?
No.
A different woman, of course. Silly me.
Different woman, yeah, just remarried. Jackie Coogan played Uncle Fester. Now, Jackie Coogan has a bit of a history. He started off with Charlie Chaplin in 1921, 43 years earlier, in a film called The Kid. Now, his mother and stepfather squandered all his money, which prompted a bill called the California Child Actors Bill, which was passed in 1938, also known as the Coogan Act. It was meant to protect children actors and their earnings. So he's quite famous in sort of law as per all of that problem. He was married to Betty Grable in 1937 to 1939, and she's the woman who was the pin-up girl for all the overseas US servicemen during the war years. Had her legs insured for $1 million back in that day. Lisa Loring, she played the very morose Wednesday, the daughter. In later years, she appeared in a soap opera called As the World Turns. I don't know that one, but a lot of people might. In 1987, she married a guy called Jerry Butler, who was a pornographic film star. And Lisa Loring actually wrote some scripts for those shows. But she divorced Butler a couple of years later, remarried, and probably wondered what the hell she was doing in those couple of years. Ken Weatherwax, who played the not-quite-right Pugsley, who I said had problems, wasn't really a very well-known actor. He was just sort of got the job and just by a fluke a little bit. But however, he had a couple of famous uncles, Frank and Rudd Weatherwax, who were famous for training all the lassies for the TV series and films of the various times. He joined the army at 17 and ended up working behind movies set in the scenes. He was far more interested in that than acting. Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch, is a really interesting guy. Because of his size and unusual characteristics, he played unusual people in shows like Star Trek and I Dream of Jeannie. And I didn't know he narrated the Incredible Hulk TV series that Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno were in some years back. his trademark.
I remember that one that well. Yeah. Not the narration, but the show.
No, I had no idea he was the narrator. I only just found that out the other day. Ted Cassidy, of course, had that trademark "Urang," you know, comment in the...
Remember it well.
Yeah, remember it well. He was also the hand, except for the times when he was on screen. In 1969, he was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and he actually released a song, you wouldn't believe. And I watched the replay of it. I watched it this morning, called "The Lurch." And if you jump on the YouTube, if you just go and have a look, he actually can dance quite well. So 1965, "The Lurch" was the song. He unfortunately died just at the age of 46, complications through a disease called acromegaly, which had to do with excessive growth hormones. And he unfortunately died of complications at a very young age. Very interesting character. Blossom Rock, who played the grandmama, was born Edith McDonald, and she had a famous sister called Jeanette McDonald, who was famous for the appearing in films with Nelson Eddy in the late 30s and early 1940s. She had a major part in Love Finds Xander Hardy. She was known as Marie Blake in those days. And she was also in some Dr. Kildare films of the late 30s, early 1940s. One of the other characters in that show was Cousin It, portrayed by Felix Siller. Now, he's only 3'11" tall, Terry. Very, very small guy, but he was a champion bareback horse rider and circus acrobat. And have you seen the film The Return of the Jedi?
I reckon I would have at some point.
Yeah, he played one of the hang glider Ewoks in that particular film. I have no idea what that means because I've never seen some of those films.
The Ewoks are they're kind of like little teddy bears.
Oh, right. Oh, well, for a guy who's 3'11", that sounds about right. Yeah, look, a strange... and someone else who appeared in that show was Grandma Frump, and she was played by Margaret Hamilton, and about 20 years earlier, or a little bit more than 20 years earlier, she played the Wicked Witch in the film The Wizard of Oz. So she made a few appearances in the TV series The Addams Family. An unusual family who had pets like octopus, jaguar, lion, piranha, or piranhas, spiders, a vulture, and also a man-eating plant. A very interesting family. 25 years after the series finished, there was a 1991 film starring Raul Julia, a Puerto Rican actor who won a couple of Golden Globe nominations, quite a good actor. Angelica Houston played Morticia. Now, she had a bit of an interesting history. Her father was John Houston, a famous director who directed films like The Maltese Falcon and The African Queen with Humphrey Bogart in the films. And she was also Jack Nicholson, the actor's partner, for 17 years. So she's had a pretty interesting life over the years. Christopher Lloyd, of course, played Uncle Fester. He's probably best known as that wacky Dr. Emmett Brown in the Back to the Future series. Christina Ricci, she played Wednesday. She was a little bit later on, she ended up as Lisa Bump in an Ally McBeal TV series. And she's also a national spokesman for a group called RAIN, R-A-I-N-N, Rape, Abuse, Incest, and sort of national network. So she's doing some terrific work outside of her acting career. Jimmy Workman, he ended up as Pugsley, his first role in the film. He just happened to be at the studio with his sister, who was auditioning for the Wednesday role, and someone saw him and had a try with him, and bango, he was in the movie, but didn't last long. Wasn't interested. He's now a director of films, rather than be in the background. In 1993, the Addams Family Values appeared, virtually the same characters, same actors, but this time actress Joan Cusack, her English actress, joins in as a serial killer. So there's a very interesting little side snippet there to the Addams Family. It received critical acclaim, but wasn't much good at the box office, so I think the Addams Family slowly moved away. However, in 2019, there was an animated TV series with Charlize Theron as Morticia, and Bette Midler's grandmama surprised me, and Snoop Dogg, the what we call him, a rap singer, Cousin It. So, Terry, look, over the years, an interesting show, an absolutely amazing show for its time. And maybe one day I might have a talk about its main opposition, which was around at the exact same time, 1964, 1966. Any idea which show I'm talking about?
No.
The Munsters.
Ah, yes.
Remember that one?
Yep.
Big, tall Fred Gwynne looking like Frankenstein. So I may well do that show in the future.
Okay, well, Roman, I've managed to find a theme version of it played by the New South Wales Police Band.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be pretty good.
I think it will be too.
Thank you so much, Roman. We'll talk to you next week.
No worries. Bye, all.
Victoria, vaccination is your ticket to everything we love and miss. A double dose is your ticket to Friday after work drinks. Your ticket to bickering over the bill with your family again. Your ticket to Saturday club cricket snags. Ah, shot! To pitching those tents at that spot you all love. And the perfectly brewed tea and advice you've missed with your yaya. Your vaccination is your ticket to everything you love and miss. Book yours at coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Donuts. Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go-Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go-Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFB Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE, that's 1-800-ADVICE, or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But be quick, it's on for a limited time only.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton. The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.